Good morning, it's Friday, July 16th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect clouds and about 66 degrees. Overnight the temperatures are in the low 50s. One person is dead after a house fire in Tacoma. Firefighters responded yesterday to a home in the 4600 block of East B Street and found heavy smoke and flames. They pulled a person out but the victim died at a hospital a short time later. The victim has not yet been identified. It took crews more than an hour to knock down the flames. Firefighters remained on the scene to watch for hot spots. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A 66-year-old Gig Harbor man will not face any charges for the shooting death of a man who broke into his house. The Pierce County Prosecutor's Office says the homeowner's actions were justifiable and lawful. The shooting happened July 4 when 48-year-old Paul William Dotson broke into a home near 80th Street Northwest and Rosedale Street. Investigators think he believed it was his father's house, who lives nearby. Records say Dotson was yelling, holding a liquor bottle, and appeared drunk. The homeowner heard the noise and shot the other man. Dotson died at the scene. The University of Washington Tacoma is welcoming a new chancellor. Sheila Edwards Lang will join the school faculty in the School of Engineering and Technology. She succeeds Mark Pagano, who announced his resignation in October. Edwards Lang is currently president of Seattle Central College. She served as UW's Vice President for Minority Affairs and Diversity from 2007 to 2015. Edwards Lang will report to the UW President and Provost. She is expected to start September 16 pending approval from the Board of Regents. Add this one to your list of what to watch. An expanded cut of the documentary about the collapse of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge in 1940 gets a wide release on streaming platforms July 27. Titled 700 Feet Down, the longer cut of the documentary has about 20 more minutes of footage. The shorter version was shown last year in educational settings. 700 Feet Down is getting some acclaim after winning the award for Best Cinematography at this year's Oregon Documentary Film Festival. It will stream on iTunes and Apple TV, Amazon, Google Play, and YouTube, Fandango Now, Vudu, and Xbox. A local youth soccer club is playing for a national championship. South Tacoma United is a merger between the South Tacoma Soccer Club and Tacoma United, the city's longest-running youth soccer club. The nonprofit organization aims to make competitive soccer more affordable for families and kids, especially kids of color. Most of the coaches are volunteers, including South Tacoma United Evolution coach Vicente Lemus. The team of 12- and 13-year-old girls ranks third in the state just behind Washington Premier based in Puyallup. Evolution plays today July 16 through the 20th in Colorado. Samoa Cultural Week is returning to Pierce County this month. The 11th Asia-Pacific Cultural Center event will kick off with a community prayer led by church ministers of various denominations. The first day includes youth group performances and is followed by Mana Day with a number of organizations for teens to learn more about. The latter part of the week is set for a community dinner and food festival. Other activities include the Samoa Idol competition with cash prizes and a fashion show. Samoa Cultural Week runs July 25 through the 31st. Bar seating is back open in Tacoma, Pierce County after more than 15 months. The News Tribune is releasing a three-part guide for some of the best establishments to eat and drink at the bar. First are the low-key taprooms, beer bars and pubs where sitting at the bar is why you go. Next is a list of some favorite restaurants where you can get dinner at the bar without reservations. Rounding out the series are restaurants that are just now opening bars for customers. Go to thenewstribune.com to read more. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!